This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by Better Than Before, the book that I wrote about how to make or break your habits. It turns out it's not that hard to make or break a habit if you know what to do. To learn more about the book, go to GretchenRubin.com. Sometimes when events are unfolding, when things are happening, I don't really quite grasp what's going on. I don't really see exactly how I should behave. And it's only in retrospect that I see things more clearly and I see how I wish I had behaved. And this is something that happened years ago. I mean, I happen to know it was 18 years ago because Eliza was a little baby. I had a brief exchange with a woman and I have regretted it ever since. So Eliza and I were going to Kansas City and Jamie was not with us. He was going to come later. So it was just Eliza and me on an airplane and I was holding her in my arms and we were going to the back to go to the lavatory, which is the only place in the world is on an airplane that it's called a lavatory. But there I was holding Eliza going to the back of the plane. And a woman who was sitting a few rows behind me said, "Oh, let me hold your baby while you go to the bathroom." And I said, "Oh, no, no, I don't want to trouble you." And she said, "Oh, no, please, it would be my pleasure." And I said, "No, it's okay." And I walked back and, you know, kind of juggled Eliza while I was in the bathroom. But I wish that I had said yes to that woman. And I know why I said no. Partly it was a new mother's reluctance to be separated from her baby. Partly I wasn't sure how Eliza would react to being held by a stranger. And truthfully, partly I just didn't feel like negotiating the situation any further. And so it was just easier to say no. But looking back and ever since, I have really regretted it. I know that feeling of just wanting to hold a baby. I understand why I acted the way that I did, but I wish I had accepted that woman's generous offer to hold Eliza for me. Sometimes we can be generous by taking. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.